This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Guess what, kiddies? It's Wednesday, the 15th of August, and it's 7 after the hour, time for the continuation of the extravaganza known as the DJV program. Doug Steffen presenting Jennifer Horan, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Jennifer has the honors bringing us up to date on yet another trending story.
Lines is trending today. And
why don't we start that over again because we didn't hear the first few words. Help yourself.
I said Southwest Airlines is trending today. How does that sound? It's good. Southwest Airlines is trending because they're doing something I think really, really good, and I hope all the other airlines follow suit. Forget these support animals like peacocks, like ferrets, like all of this wildlife, the support goats that people try to sneak on airplanes. No, no. Southwest Airlines is now limiting the emotional support animals that customers can bring on flights. They are limiting them to cats and to dogs, becoming the latest airline to place restrictions on the types of animals that can fly. It's a new policy that was announced this week. It goes into effect September 17th. It also limits the number of animals that can travel with one person. And obviously they're creating rules because people try to bend them. They said on Twitter, "We're updating our policies for customers traveling with our with an emotional support animal or trained service animal effective September 17th. They said their updates are based on a careful review of the Department of Transportation's recent enforcement guidance and feedback that they received from their customers, employees, and advocacy groups and animal-related organizations. The airline will now only permit cats, dogs, and miniature horses to travel as trained service animals."
Miniature horses. Too. That's cool.
American, United, and Delta have each created new limits on
where do the miniature horses sit?
Next to you, no doubt. You know,
yeah, right, yeah.
No matter what. Oh gosh.
Yeah, I don't think so. Anyway,
don't we think Warren, it's time that we have to ban this kind of stuff? It's not that I don't love animals, but who wants to sit next to a peacock on a flight?
Well, no, thank you.
Warren Eckstein, who hosts the Pet Show and is a regular participant in our program, has said that he would rather sit next to an animal, for the most part, than a human being, because mostly the animals don't get drunk. Comment on reality. All right, next up, Richard Gere running for Congress.
Speaking of wildlife.
Okay, so let's have the bottom line on that one, Jennifer. Where is he likely?
The bottom line?
Yeah. What's the bottom line, please?
That's just a story that's been out that the Democrats are trying to get Richard Gere to run for office in 2020.
Where?
You know,
I think,
question.
Doesn't he live in,
it's, I think he's
New York?
In California. Oh, that's right. It's New York, I think, that's trying to get him to run. That's
yeah, because
right.
he just got married maybe only a few months ago or something like that. And I think he has a farm or something like that on in the Hudson Valley.
It's Page Six that's reporting this. So it's actually the 18th Congressional District. And the current person is Sean Patrick Maloney. He's running in the Democratic primary for Attorney General. If he is successful, then his seat would open up. And so Democrats are looking at Richard Gere as someone to replace him and go to Congress.
Like,
I can see him sitting in the House. He has the look for it. I don't know much about Richard Gere's personal life other than
he's a Buddhist.
Yeah.
He's a big Buddhist.
We need some of them in Congress.
Right, and that's fine. But like, other than that, he's done a lot of work to free Tibet and all that. But I don't understand what else he's done and why he would be a good pick. Like, Cynthia Nixon is running. She's trying to run against Governor Cuomo in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And she has been an educational advocate for years. She's a New Yorker. She was born in New York. She was an education major at Barnard. She actually has qualifications. Yeah, and she's been political. But has Richard Gere been political except for Tibet?
Not that I know of.
Why do you have to be political to be good at that job?
I know Ronald Reagan was an actor before he was president, but beyond that, you don't really see that happening too often.
Well, should more people like that be visible? I mean, how about we get some of the Real Housewives to run for office?
Oh, God.
They're saying that Richard Gere is, I guess, very outgoing, and he's got the name, and so they feel like he's already, on the outside, he's already kind of glad-handing, is how they say it in the Page Six article, and that he would maybe pick up a little bit of steam, a little heat, but his publicist has said nothing, that they're not commenting on this. I think at this point, when you have the Democrats that have taken some losses, and again, this is not political, it's just that Republicans are in control of the House, the Senate, and the White House for now, I think you have the party who's not in control looking for whatever will work, whatever
feels
will...
feels desperate.
Yeah, right, and so I think...
And that's, I'm saying that about my own party, it feels desperate.
Naturally, one of the places that I think people look is to celebrities, to see which celebrities actually have the chops to do this. And I think Richard Gere is good-looking. He's probably charismatic. When you meet him in person, he probably has read a few books in his life. And so that probably elevates him over, you know, somebody like Justin Bieber.
All right. Yeah, Justin would be great in that would be a real asset.
Too bad he's Canadian.
Yeah, right. All right. What about the update on Demi Lovato? Anybody been following her? What's going on with her? She's out of the hospital and
she's in rehab.
Apparently.
Rehab.
So
yeah.
What
canceled
goes
her
on?
Fall tour. And I guess she's just working on probably hitting a reset button and getting back to being sober.
Mm-hmm.
I think Wilmer Valderrama has been visiting her a lot. They
that from NCIS. Yes. Apparently he's been very visible.
They were together for a long time. So. Yeah. I don't know if they're getting
back
together.
Isn't it nice when somebody who, when you have a, you sort of change your focus or you move away from somebody, but yet they're there for you in your time of need? That really shows true love, I think.
Yeah. The only other update that I saw, which is not as nice as the Wilmer Valderrama thing, is that, and I don't know if we talked about this before, that the overdose was triggered by OxyContin laced with fentanyl. Which I had not seen.
Where did she get that?
That was reported by TMZ yesterday, I think. And I hadn't seen that before. I'd seen stuff about heroin, but that just goes to show the opioid epidemic is reaching everyone, everywhere.
Yep. It sure is. Bad stuff, man. Bad news. 14 after the hour on the DJV show, it's time to power wash your insides. Time to clean out your gut. Trying to make sure that you get rid of whatever may cause that embarrassing moment when there's a little... You know what I'm talking about.
Oh.
Every once in a while, those little pops come out of one end to the other.
Ew, I don't even want to know what you're referring to.
What do you think I'm referring to?
Ugh.
There are times when gases make their way through your stomach, through your gut, through your colon, and you can't keep them in.
Don't walk behind Doug at the grocery store.
No, I don't go to the grocery store.
Just imagine him like pig pen.
I go to the food store.
Stink cloud behind him.
Oh, gee, thank you. Isn't that sweet?
Well, you're usually covered in dirt anyway, right, from the farm?
Thank you. You've never seen me dirty from the farm. You've
I've
seen me twice in your
stories,
life.
I've heard plenty of stories, though.
I was very well dressed and coiffed.
Eyewitnesses have told me how dirty you can be.
Well, that's because being on the farm is dirty work.
Right.
And so I want to have you clean yourself out and up the way I do using Life Change Tea, a proprietary herbal formula of teas grown in America. The process to put these all together is done in America. This is a very unique way to get rid of the intruders and, as I suggested, power wash your insides. That's visible. I think it's a great visualization, actually. So you want to get healthy, clean out the parasites. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and it'll be shipped to you without cost. More energy, cleaner insides, drink it every day. I know I do, and I think the ladies do as well. It's easy to brew it up, keep a pot around. And remember, you can't get this in the food stores, grocery stores. You get it online at GetTheTea.com. So clean everything up and out. GetTheTea.com is the place for Life Change Tea. The other things they have in the catalog you can look at online as well. Get this one. Get started. GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV for free shipping.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
Back to School 101 from Staples. Today's lesson, modern dance. Staples has everything your kids need for back to school at low prices. So when your son finds the Gotta Have It backpack he's been wanting at a Gotta Have It price you've been wanting, you'll both break out your happy dance. Now at Staples, Texas Instruments TI-84 and TI-84CE graphing calculators are just $89.99. Available at your local Staples, the back to school specialty store.
Ends 8/4/18. In store only. Limit 2. Assortment and colors vary by store. Assorted SKUs.
Welcome to Office Depot. Can I help you?
Absolutely. I've got to get my school shopping done today.
All right. Right now we've got mechanical pencils and Crayola markers for a dollar, plus 25-cent notebooks. What's on your list?
What's on my list? I need pencils, 6 notebooks, a backpack, 2-inch binder.
If you've got a list, we've got the supplies. Come into Office Depot Office Max to get select back-to-school supplies for just 25 cents. Shop online, on our app, or in-store for low prices all summer long at Office Depot Office Max. Limit supplies, see store for details.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
When we seek to discover the best in other people, we somehow bring out the best in ourselves, according to William Arthur Ward, a well-known author, a motivational speaker, etc., etc. So let's hold on to that while we think about things that are going on in our world, in the world. Story of Judge Sarah Backus, who has received death threats this week. She granted bail to 2 men and 3 women charged with child abuse, accused of training children at that compound to carry out attacks. The 11 children in need of food and water, remember, they were found last week?
Yeah, so training she lets kids them to do school shootings.
Yeah, right. The defendants all are Muslims. The bail... She says the people who wanted them to stay in jail without bail failed to show that they posed a danger to the community. What the hell planet is she on? Yeah. Where do people like this, how do these people get to be judges? That's back to the business
and you know
about
this
who's
guy's
in charge.
Accused of, one of the guys, and I think that's the one that stayed in jail, is accused of killing his toddler son because he was, like, I think he was autistic, and he was trying to exorcise the illness out of him. And I think he ended up
exorcise,
killing him.
Exorcise, is that what?
Mm-hmm.
Exorcise?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I find
he's also the son of the guy that's that allegedly killed his own kid. Is the son of the sheik, the blind sheik, who was unindicted co-conspirator of the World Trade Center bombing in '93.
Yeah, Jennifer, I understand that woman who had no diploma, what was her name, Melissa Howard, is out of the race. She was in, she was out. But apparently there's been... What was the final thing that caused her to get out?
Well, I guess probably the backlash. She probably figured she couldn't win. I wasn't following the story too closely. It seemed that she decided to suspend her campaign yesterday after all of the backlash about her posing next to a diploma that ended up not being hers. She said she never meant to mislead anybody, and that was never her intent. As of 2 days ago, she said she was going to move forward with her campaign, but Typically when you lose your backing, you lose your donors, something like this can make people turn from you, and it takes money to run a campaign.
Yep, see you later. Meanwhile, Vermont has a transgender candidate won the Democratic nomination for governor. That ought to be an interesting race.
Yeah, beat the 14-year-old kid. The 14-year-old kid that ran against him.
Yeah, imagine that.
Or her.
21 after the hour.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
One of the things those of you who listen to me with regularity know is that this song has had in my life a major impact on me and my philosophy of life. John Lennon's Imagine, the film Imagine, which John and Yoko co-directed, co-starred in, returning to theaters this fall with some extra footage, features restored footage as well, a newly remastered soundtrack. Screenings will take place around the world on the 17th of September. I don't like her, but I do want to see this, so I'll make it my business to go. I wonder how many of you...
I like her. I don't like her singing, but yeah. I like her message. She's really upheld his message of peace, and she started the
Peace
Foundation.
Yeah, she has done that.
And,
right.
You know, I support her causes. I just don't want to hear her sing ever. Like
they
ever.
Made the film in 71 at their home in England, and then it was released the following year. Features pre-MTV era music videos made from amateur footage for the entire track list, along with a few songs from Ono's Fly, all there together. Film includes private scenes of their personal life as well as adventures out into the public. In addition to Lennon and Ono, several notable people make appearances in the film. George Harrison, Fred Astaire, Miles Davis, Andy Warhol. The people who all worked on Imagine were peace people, and it was so enlightening and exciting all the way through to be one of them, Ono said. She also said, remember, each one of us has the power to change the world. Yep, there's a lot of truth to that. The screenings will include 15 minutes of never-before-released footage of Lennon playing How Do You Sleep and Oh My Love with his band, which featured George Harrison, Nancy Hopkins from the Rolling Stones plays piano for them, Alan White from Yes, and bassist Klaus Voormann. It's presented in a raw studio mix that aims to replicate how it would have felt to be in the center of the room while they were recording. That I would like to see.
I'd like to
experience.
Yeah.
That I would like to
just to see Lennon and George Harrison together.
Yeah. Yep.
In that setting.
Yep. Yeah. You can get tickets now at ImagineFilmTickets.com for John Lennon's Imagine film coming back to theaters. Again, the date September the 17th, so about a month away. As long as we're talking about Lennon, let's move her around a little bit here, Kara. There are some cars that are up for auction that belong to Lennon and McCartney, not together, but cars that each of them had owned at one point in time in their lives. Paul McCartney, John Lennon, these cars being auctioned off here in the U.S. next month. So if you're a Beatles fan, want to get your hands on McCartney's 1965 Mini Cooper, Lennon's 79 Mercedes E300, worldwide auctioneers Auburn Auction will be selling them on the 1st of September. McCartney's Mini was one of four ordered for each of the Beatles by Brian Epstein in 65. And believe me, they're nothing like the Mini Coopers that are around today. In 2017, an Aston Martin owned by McCartney sold for $1.3 million at an auction in London. Ringo Starr's Mini Cooper was snapped up for $102,000 by Jerry Halliwell from the Spice Girls. Harrison's Mini, still owned by his wife, and the whereabouts of his Cooper S remain unknown. All right, so there's the car auction. If you're interested in other Beatle news, George Harrison's Cavern Club guitar expected to sell for $500,000 when it goes out on auction next month. He first played the MS-500 guitar after he sent his, a Gretsch Country Gentleman guitar? Needed to be fixed. So that's when he bought this other one. The store owner lent Harrison the guitar as a temporary replacement, but he liked it so much he continued to use it. It was played at the band's last ever Cavern show in 1963. Well, he's going to spend a lot of dough for that. Lennon and McCartney, items up for auction, 28 past the hour on the DJB show.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I am Nick Miles. Chinese luxury brand Gayan launches next month in L.A. Gayan's first high-performance car can reach ranges of 435 miles on a single charge and hit 62 miles an hour in less than 4 seconds. This new car will also have self-driving capabilities, which the company calls Intelligent Vehicle Operation Systems. The company released a tease photo of the new car, but it doesn't tell us much. It looks much like a sporty sedan to rival Tesla. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
Easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut?
Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too.
Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Calitran, we believe there's no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitran. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitran proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Scotland Yard says a British citizen originally from Sudan is the suspect in yesterday's apparently deliberate car crash outside London's Parliament building. Officers arresting the 29-year-old man after he ran into some bicyclists before then crashing the car into a security barrier. The Democratic nominee for governor of Vermont, based on yesterday's primary in that state, making history, Christine Hallquist, is the first trans transgender governor nominee of a major political party.
So I think we should be talking about all marginalized communities. You know, there's a systematic attack, and it, you know, it's going to start with the most marginalized of the communities. So the fact that our president has gone after the transgender community is no surprise, and I think everybody should be afraid.
She'll face incumbent Republican Governor Phil Scott this November, and this is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stealth? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
I'm a one-trick pony, literally. I show up at kids' parties and act cute. That's pretty much it. So excuse me for being bitter when Geico says not only could we save you money on car insurance, but we do more, like give you 24/7 access online, over the phone, or even via our award-winning mobile app. Well, ooh la la, aren't they multi-talented? Hey, I said organic carrots.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Four after the hour now on the Wednesday, August 15th VJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keevan and Kara Schillen. Victoria is going to lead off. She's first at bat with an updated trending story.
Well, Penn Jillette has been trending for pretty much the whole morning now. He gave an interview when he was asked about his time on The Celebrity Apprentice. Now, this is all related to Omarosa, the tapes. Everyone wants to know where are there more tapes.
Omarosa, Omarosa, Omarosa.
Yes, yes. She claims that she has more tapes, and so there has been a rumor for a long time now that there are Celebrity Apprentice outtakes tapes. And so Penn Jillette, who was one of the contestants on the show, Tom Arnold, also another one, they both say that the tapes do exist because they were in the room when Trump said some of these really, you know, unfavorable, unsavory things. Penn Jillette said that when he was asked about it, he said it would be unfair for him to try to say verbatim what was said, because he said he doesn't want to misquote President Trump. But he said he would often say racially insensitive things that made me uncomfortable. He said, I don't think he ever said anything in a room like African Americans are inferior or anything about rape or grabbing women, but of those 2 hours, every other day in a room with him, every 10 minutes was fingernails on the chalkboard for me. So we don't know what exactly that means. We don't know what exactly he said or is accused of saying, but Tom Arnold also has chimed in saying that he also heard him say racially insensitive things, homophobic things, things like that. And now on Trump's end, he says that Mark Burnett, who was the executive producer of The Apprentice, called him yesterday and told him that there were no tapes. So it's a big he said kind of story at this point. And if Omarosa actually has some more of these tapes, then once again Omarosa is at the center of it all.
Right, but so what? It's all it is theater. It's just so much splash. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't go anywhere. You know what this guy is all about. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't take any more tapes, any more recordings, any more things to show up to know what the guy is all about. You know what he's about through and through. And so that's not going to, he's not going to change, it's not going to change, and he still is the president. So you can have your fun, and that's all this is. This just occupies time and space on news sites and in people's minds and gossip and all that, but it doesn't change a doggone thing. Not a thing. It just shows these people looking for their moments of fame. They get them up, down, sideways, as I said earlier, in a manner of speaking. For her, it's a trip to nowhere. Maybe there's more here. Maybe you can come up with some.
Well, this is her last-ditch effort. You know, she we talked about this earlier. She worked for
I didn't know she worked for Gore. I didn't know any of that. That was news to me. Thank you for bringing that to our attention. I had no idea she'd been that
involved. She actually worked in the White House
in
before.
The Democratic,
yeah. She worked for she worked in the White House before any of this, you know, before The Apprentice, which she won, and then before she went back on Celebrity Apprentice after she became a villain. And
it's
then
really amazing. It's
working for Trump.
Amazing. It just is.
Look, she can't be that dumb. You know, I know a lot of people want to discount her and say she's stupid, and Trump says that she's, you know, he calls her wacky and all kinds of stuff.
Opportunist.
Now. Yeah.
She's an opportunist.
She is. She's pretty conniving, but you have to be pretty smart to be that conniving to manage to keep yourself in the spotlight all these years, and to have two different White House jobs in two different political parties.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like and not even just two different administrations, completely opposite political parties hired her.
She's pretty smart.
So she's, you know, I'll tip my hat on in that aspect. But
can you go online, Kara? Sometimes you can find out what celebrities are worth.
She's not worth much. No. She worked for OK Magazine after that.
Had she worked at buying Powerball tickets this past weekend, $245 million was awarded. I actually drove by a store and I saw that. I almost thought, yeah, I'll go back and buy a ticket. But they never win in places where I am. The winner for this ticket is from Staten Island. I always love it when I get. I love to just light a little fire under Victoria.
I know.
About Staten Island.
We don't have any stations in Staten Island, do we?
It is. No, we don't.
What I said was when Doug said, "Oh no, the winning ticket was in New York," and I said, "I've never even heard of that." He said, "Oh, Staten Island." I said, "Oh, so finally, one good thing came out of Staten Island."
Stop and Shop store sold the winning prize. So the prize winner has the choice of getting annual payments over 30 years or taking $147 million in cash. And that's not the take-home amount because she lives in New York. There's another 25% that goes to the state of New York, $37 million right off the bat. So by the time you're done, you're lucky to have $100 million.
Lucky to have $100 million.
Lucky to have
it. I still wouldn't turn it down.
So there's a New York, there's a federal tax, New York State tax. There is a
city tax, right?
City tax.
Yep.
They get 3.8% in Staten Island. So that's $18 million. So by the time she's done, taxes will eat up another $55 million, so she gets $92 million. That's not a bad take-home, actually.
What was her investment?
$1.
Uh-huh. Okay.
We'll put a buck in, walk away with $92 million
any
day. Only
Captain Curmudgeon could have a negative spin on this.
Twice on Sunday we'll do that. But it is very interesting about how that all works. Okay. Yesterday there was an execution in Nebraska. You know that I'm not a fan, only under certain very strict circumstances of execution. But this one, Kerry Dean Moore, who was put to death using fentanyl, which I thought was fairly interesting. He used four drugs in combination, including fentanyl, which is a very powerful opioid. So those of you
He overdosed on fentanyl.
Yeah. So they finally got, and I wonder why it's taken so long for them to get to using fentanyl to put people out so that they can dispatch them. I wonder about that. I don't know what this guy did, frankly, but, again, there's so many, this story has so many different tentacles to it, or these sorts of things, because, there are sadly way too many people who get put to death who are innocent, and that's not appropriate, and frankly, it doesn't serve as a deterrent anymore. The only thing it's good for is vengeance or saving the state money because it costs $40,000 a year to keep somebody in the clinker. Other than that, it has really no value. You think that somebody who pulls out a gun and shoots somebody thinks, oh, I better not do that because I'll go to the electric chair? How many? You think actually somebody's thinking that? No, they don't ever think about that. So it's no deterrent. It's just a way of getting your pound of flesh, literally and figuratively. All right, speaking of that, let's lose a pound or two of that flesh. Or you can be like me, lose 12 pounds. This is very interesting, Victoria, because I'm finding myself especially when I travel a little, I gain the weight back again. It comes on quickly. So I put on another couple of 3 pounds. I lost 12, put on a couple, and now I want to make sure that I'm sticking to my Calitrin, because I did get off of it for a while. I said, okay, this is good. I've lost the weight. I'm feeling well. A lot of exercise, so I don't have to worry about it. But because of things that I like to sneak when nobody is watching, sometimes the weight... you scream. We all scream for ice cream. So, Calitrin is my go-to way to lose the weight. You actually need to be on the program and just keep doing it. That's the way to get the benefits of using this product. Calitrin brings to you collagen, which is the number one protein in your body, and it's how you gain muscle. You lose weight, muscle is built, pushes out the fat, and that lean, healthy muscle look takes place, which is very attractive on men and women, and you're much healthier. All the way around, you're better off sticking to the program. Calitrin has been around for 30 years, tested, approved by hundreds of thousands of people. Join the group. Call 833-TOP-LOSS to talk to an expert, tell you how this all works. Or if you're convinced after listening to me tell you my story, go to toploss.com, get 10% off using the code DJV. So whatever the price is, you pay 10% less if you use DJV. And then you get a free bottle. If you bought three and you want more, you can stay on the program. Sounds like the dogs like it, too. Here's the dog. Dogs are on dying here. I actually did use Calitrin to help Daisy Mae lose some weight. Remember when I first got her, she weighed 59 pounds, and I wanted her to get off of the weight. So I gave her Calitrin. She lost 4 or 5 pounds. So it works for everybody. Toploss.com, 10% discount. Use the discount box DJV and lose that weight.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie. Don't hang up. You need to hear this. You gotta quit wearing that aviator jacket. Nobody's buying it. I'm sorry you have to hear it from me, but at Progressive, we're all about giving it to people straight. That's why we show our rates alongside our competitors' rates. And when you're helping people find great rates, you don't need some jacket to look cool. Just keep rocking that scarf.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparisons not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, let's drive down the racetrack. I've always loved racing. I always love cars that are fast. We have Ryan Reed with us and Connor Daly. Ryan Reed is a NASCAR driver, race car driver Connor Daly, two of them here together. They're teaming up for a Road America race in the new NASCAR YouTube series. All right, so which of the two of you is better looking is going to look better on camera?
Well, I don't know about that. I think Ryan's a pretty strapping young gentleman, but I mean, I feel like I can at least pull some weight as well.
Really?
Yeah, why not?
All right, so who is this, by the way? I didn't get whether it was Ryan or Connor who is the pulling his own weight person here.
That was Connor. That was for sure.
Yeah.
Connor.
Yeah, all right.
That was Connor.
Yeah.
So that was you, Ryan, in the background laughing.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, you can't sit next to Connor Daly and not laugh at least once every half hour or so.
Really? All right, so are the two of you in real life friends?
Yeah, yeah. We've known each other for a couple of years now, and, you know, we sort of... I knew about his story, you know, for a couple years, and then we ended up meeting up at the racetrack and started chatting about, you know, living with diabetes, and he was also racing in NASCAR, and I was racing in the IndyCar world, and then 2 years later, here we are as NASCAR teammates now, heading into Road America in a couple weeks. So it's kind of crazy how the world works sometimes.
NASCAR has an Xfinity series in which both of you are featured. What's that like? What are we going to see? It starts, I think it's actually viewable for the first time today, is it not?
Well, yeah, so today we're promoting Connor's first race as my teammate in the NASCAR Xfinity series at Road America. We're about halfway, a little over halfway through our season, so our NASCAR's NASCAR Xfinity Series starts towards the end of February in Daytona. It runs through November, but Connor's first race is Road America, which we're all obviously really excited about. Like Connor said, we've been friends for a while, so to be able to be teammates, you know, friends and teammates at the racetrack is going to be really cool and kind of one team, one dream type of deal going into that weekend.
Are you both? Do you both have diabetes? I'm not sure that I'm clear on that.
Yeah, yeah. I was diagnosed when I was 14, and you know, we sort of have similar stories. You know, we've just been racing for many, many years now, living with it. And you know, the YouTube series is sort of a chance to see my story more, because some people might not actually know that I've been racing with type 1 diabetes for such a long time. And you know, Ryan's story's been out there, and it's been an incredible one to follow, as he's been, you know, he's won at Daytona a couple times, you know, in the Lilly Diabetes drive down A1C car. So it's really cool to see that, and now for me to be a part of it, you know, is pretty exciting as well.
All right, so Ryan, your father was a NASCAR driver, so you came into the sport sort of naturally. Connor, what's your story? How'd you get into it?
Well, my dad was actually a racing driver as well. He grew up in Ireland, and he raced in Formula One and IndyCar for a few years, and ended up moving to Indiana from Europe, and never left. Met my mom in Indiana, and then sure enough, I was born right around the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, and sort of was around racing all my life. Started racing go-karts when I was 10, and here we are now. I'm 26, and feeling pretty good about where life is going at the moment, so it's all good.
So how do you control your problem? How do you deal with it, not just racing, but in real life?
Yeah, you know, Connor and I both live with diabetes, and, you know, I think that's a really good point. We both, obviously, you know, living with diabetes, you know, you've got to know what your blood sugar is. We use a continuous glucose monitoring system that allows us to know what our blood sugar is at all times. And then you have to be able to adjust whether your blood sugar is too low or too high. And you obviously have to count carbohydrates and stuff. So, you know, all that stuff translates to inside the race car. So it's a lot of preparation. It's a lot of time in the gym. It's a lot of time working with your doctor. That's, you know, probably one of the biggest things. And so and it's really no different once we're inside the car.
What an amazing story. So you can check it out at what, let's see, what website can we see this, or where do we go to see this Xfinity series with the two of you?
Well, the race will be on NBC Sports, I believe, next weekend, August 25th, and the whole story, the Road to Road America, will be on NASCAR's YouTube channel.
Ryan Reed, Connor Daly, continued success.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boys, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Is from RoboCop. All right, so Chuck Curry is here, our movie man with movie moments. You're playing this for us because it's somebody's birthday or somebody died or the RoboCop has rust on his elbow. What is the story, Chuck?
This is good news for RoboCop fans. They announced last week that MGM is hired director Neil Blomkamp, who did a movie called District 9, a really good sci-fi movie, to do a direct sequel to RoboCop, which came out in, I believe, 1987. Good thing is that the director wants Peter Weller, the original star of the film, who's now 71 years old, to reprise his role of RoboCop, which I think is a really cool idea.
Yeah?
I'm a big Peter Weller fan. I love that movie, although I don't know if you've ever seen it. It's a great, great movie, but it's very violent. It's one of the most violent sequences.
You remember who you're talking to here? Who are you talking to, Chuck?
Let me tell you something, Doug. That movie's so violent that I had to wait. I told my daughter she had to wait till she was 12 years old to see it. Yeah.
Glad to hear it, Chuck.
So she saw her for the first time last October.
Yeah. All right. So that's that story. I'm going to give you a review of my experience seeing Christopher Robin right after this.
This is your Check It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Unit 42 is the Palo Alto Network's tech threat team, and last year they found 145 Google Play apps infected with malicious software. And it was the software developer who was infected, and consequently, their apps infected too. Ryan Olson is from Palo Alto Networks.
There are a lot of small developers out there who don't necessarily have great security, but their apps might be installed on thousands or even millions of devices. And if their computer can be compromised, then the app that they're building can also be compromised.
So what about your Android phone?
All of the apps at this point have already been removed from Google Play, and Google's going to take those off your phone if you were already infected. So from this perspective, your phone is already safe. You don't need to worry.
More at PaloAltoNetworks.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl,
oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums on the go rolls, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you.
Oh, right. All right, so Chucker.
Yeah, Doug.
I did go see, on your recommendation, Christopher Robin. I liked the last part of it. I totally disliked the first part of it. I thought the first part, first 40, 45 minutes was boring, long, uninteresting, just it was flat. Didn't bring out the best in either the character of Winnie the Pooh or of the character that was being played by Ewan McGregor. Having said that, once the daughter and the wife appear, it sort of, I woke up and the whole movie changed its context. And it was so likable. It's kind of a bumpy ride, frankly, because you don't necessarily understand all of the, you have to know the story of Christopher Robin and Winnie the Pooh in order to kind of get into it. But having said that, I called my daughter when I was on my way home from the theater and said, you know, it's almost time for Miles, who will be four in December, to be able to see maybe some of these things. And I don't know that he'd get the whole story unless he, I think he does know the story of Winnie the Pooh, so I think he might like it. It was.
So
it was,
what would you give it on a scale of 1 to 10?
6. Yeah. And
I give
and
it a 7. You know, it's interesting you use the word flat because I felt, when I thought the first 10 or 15 minutes was actually flat, and then I got into it. I thought when the characters of Winnie the Pooh and the other ones came into the story, then the movie opened up. For me, but it follows the same concept as Spielberg's Hook from 1991 about a guy going through like a midlife and regains his inner childhood.
Well, I like that the lesson is clear. I mean, you get hit over the head with a lesson, and it's a great lesson. And I said that to Megan. You know, there are plenty of times when my children were growing up that I didn't have the time, nor did I spend the appropriate time with them as I look back on it now. And so that's what the message here is very heavy-handed, but yet it's a good one. And the, you know, the bad guy, it's worth spending the time. But I just think that it could have been, who am I to say it could have been done better? I'm not in the movies. But I know as far as catching my attention, it didn't do it easily. But anyway, I think it's worth going to see, especially if you have children, bring them with you. 59 past the hour here on the DJV.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.